DHS, Canadian illegal charged with hitting pro-Trump teen sits in ICE custody pending removal from U.S. by Amy Furr on July 18, 2026. The illegal alien from Canada accused of slapping a teenager over the July 4th weekend in New Jersey is in U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, custody, federal authorities said Thursday. The suspect was identified as 33-year-old Caitlin Tracy, who allegedly slapped the young person wearing a USA 250 shirt at Point Pleasant Beach, the New York Post reported Friday. The outlet said she is in custody at the Delaney Hall Immigrant Detention Center in Newark, where federal officials and local law enforcement have dealt with protests and Antifa rioters outside the building. Maple Leaf Menace. This illegal alien who assaulted a teenager has no business being in our country. She is now in ICE.gov custody pending removal from our nation. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced in a social media post Thursday. The post cited authorities who said Tracy arrived in the U.S. in 2024 with her passport but overstayed her visa. In regard to the alleged assault, Tracy was charged with endangering the welfare of a child, simple assault, harassment, and obstruction. When the initial incident happened, the teenager and a few friends were walking on the boardwalk when Tracy approached. She is accused of yelling at the young people wearing patriotic clothing before slapping one of the teen girls on her face and body, according to Breitbart News. In addition, the suspect's husband, Matthew Gironi, reportedly mocked the assassination of Charlie Kirk and railed against local politicians in online videos, according to the Post. Dressed in a pink sweatshirt, Geronimo walks onto his balcony and outstretches his arms in gratitude as a caption that reads, "Charlie Kirk was shot in the neck and he dead" appears on screen. He justified his sadistic post in another vid, in which he's wearing white, Joker-style makeup. "There, conservatives, always laughing at us, so why wouldn't I laugh when one of them takes it to the F-king neck and is no more?" Gironi ranted. "The world is a lighter place now that he's gone, and I say ha ha ha." More videos showed the couple together and Gironi asking for help after she was arrested. Before his wife's arrest, Gironi posted a TikTok video in June centering on protests at the detention center she is now being held at, portraying the protesters as peaceful and the police as violent, mindless thugs, according to the recent Post article.